Hello, and I always start out with I love Carroll County. This is Commissioner Kyler, and December 5th we'll be here 2 years on this job, completed two budgets, but we always need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. And I don't normally do this, but I'm going to do a little personal commercial. On Tuesday, December 3rd, I'm going to be involved in the Polar Dunk Tank at Boys and Girls Clubs of Carroll County. It's an awesome event at an awesome location. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Carroll County have done so much for the county, and not a penny goes to me, but if you donate towards Commissioner Ken Kyler, or actually Galen Roop, if you donate to either one of us, whoever has the most money doesn't get wet, and the other one gets dunked. So I'd love not to get wet, but if you give money to either of us, it goes to the Boys and Girls Club, which is a great, great place to send your money, and one of us will be dunked, and one of us will laugh at the other one. Back to business of Carroll County. Solar on ag, we thought we settled in Carroll County. It doesn't belong on ag. But the state can't overrule us. And so far, they haven't overruled us, but they've overruled like 98 of 100 other locations. We had a hearing again on Wednesday, a virtual hearing. Each location, if they submit to have us overruled, it goes before the PSC. But prior to that, there's a virtual hearing. There's a live hearing that you have a virtual option for. Then there's like evidentiary hearings and a decision made. This was the first virtual for Chaberton Solar Sunshine on Fanny Dorsey Road. There's actually two on Fanny Dorsey Road. Judge Jennifer Grace did a great job in orchestrating it. We were about an hour, about 20 people on the meeting, I think 9 or 10 spoke against it, and it was a great hearing. We need to keep fighting all we can. Again, my opinion with between our ag pres and things we've done in Carroll County, community solar doesn't belong on ag remainders. And I've said this before, and if you disagree, again, I've told you how to contact me. I don't know of anybody doing one of these that's a true farmer. I do know a bunch of them doing them that are developers, and they bought an ag remainder, and they're developing it. And that's fine, but that's not agriculture. The Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, the power line I'm sure everyone's heard about, they're saying it helps our power grid, and I guess everything does, but essentially they want to take a line through Carroll County and start in Baltimore County and go through Frederick County and essentially serve Northern Virginia data centers. It's not going to benefit us. While they run this line and benefit the data centers, our electric bills in Carroll County with BGE will probably go up about 50%. And I guess it'll be a blessing if that's all they go up. Yes, Maryland imports 40% of its energy, but also they're closing plants. And I understand the thoughts of climate change. I don't agree with how aggressive they say it is. I tell people Gettysburg Battlefield was formed. Those rocks were put there by glaciers, and my Tahoe didn't make those glaciers recede. But we do need to do what's best for our environment and work on it. But they're closing generating plants that work on coal. My humble opinion, they could convert them to natural gas, which would be very clean and serve us well. And I think we've done a good job in Maryland. Unfortunately, we're not going to negate what China, India, North Korea, and other countries do on pollution, but I think we've done a very good job in Maryland, and we need to continue, but it's not time to panic yet. I've heard people say, I want to make sure my children can breathe. I think I'm breathing a lot better than I probably did in the 70s, so I think we're trying. Budget process, we've done two. We're always seem to be working on the budget. Many of our meetings are approving things that were already approved in the budget when it comes time for purchase or money to be spent. And also, there are occasions where we approve something that wasn't in the budget and has to be either a transfer or adjustments made. And it's interesting, I'll get into a little bit to what's been going on lately, but we just had our quarterly update on the budget. My humble opinion, we haven't done a good job with the budget the last 2 years. We've plastered one-time money on the budget to make it balance. And I compare that to like taking your tax return, put a down payment on the car. You need to be able to make the monthly payments. And if you haven't planned for that, you probably shouldn't buy the car. So if we want to spend money, and there's some very good things. I mean, Carroll County Public Schools are the best in the state. We're doing a great EMS program. We've got a great sheriff's department and a court system and state's attorney. So we're spending money on very good things, but we need to keep it in check or find out how we're going to get more money. AgPres, we cut that in the budget this year, and I think it's hurting how it's going. We are over 80% of our 100,000-acre goal, but it's going to get harder and harder. Land values are going to go up, and a lot of the big good ones have been taken. But there are more. We just need to keep pushing it. The last few weeks, I talked about PSEG having their event at the Ag Center the other night. We probably had close to 1,000 people there. They voiced their opposition. And again, while I understand we need to look at the grid and do what we can to get energy where we need it, but to just come in and take people's farmland, I don't care if it's an easement or purchase, they're taking their farmland and restricting what they can do on it. And the local county government, the state government, none of them are involved and have much to say about it. And that just doesn't seem fair to me. The last week or so, I think I mentioned in Priority Carroll, we had a Hall of Fame wrestling banquet in Annapolis. It's the Maryland chapter of the Wrestling Hall of Fame in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And Art Blake, who unfortunately we lost in the last year, but he was a wrestler at Western Maryland College, now McDaniel. His wife was a student there. His son ended up being a coach there. Both his sons were very successful wrestlers. He was inducted. And Todd Beckerman, who went to DeMatha and then Nebraska, coached University of Maryland, Coach Brown, was the same age as my middle son, so he wrestled a lot with both of my sons. My middle son and Todd, I think in 10th grade, were invited to go to the Olympic Training Center in Colorado, and both flew out there together. And so we have had a lot of contact with the Beckerman family and the Blake family, and it was just awesome to see them inducted. We went to the Land Trust dinner, which is the group that works on our ag preservation, and they honored Donald Dell and the Dell family there. Donald was a past commissioner, and Julia Googe was there, who's also a past commissioner, and we got to talk to them, and that's always a great event, but honoring Donald Dell made it even a little better. Veterans Day we just had, and Carroll County's done so great with their veterans and what they do for them. It's just great. It's great what we do. Secretary Woods of the state veterans says we're a good example for the rest of the state. And if he says that, I believe it. And we also got involved in Veterans Court. Commissioner Rothstein and I were invited to come see the kickoff for Carroll County being involved in that. And I think our state's attorney, Judge DiLeonardo, others in Carroll County, they've worked for about 2 years to get this Veterans Court going. There was a cry last election that we needed a Veterans Court in Carroll County, similar to the drug court. I'm not sure we have the numbers to justify it, but this, we can take a veteran off the docket here, put them on the docket at Veterans Court. They get a mentor. They get all the extra help that our veterans deserve, and it's zero cost to Carroll County. So you kind of can't beat that. Mentioning current events too, I just want to mention that Bob Tracy, the founder of Ridge Engineering, passed recently. They're doing a celebration of life later today for that, and it's a great person in the community. He never forgot the community as he built the business, and I guess it's a cycle of life, but you hate losing people, but sometimes you do. Other things that have gone on in the past, we're looking at solar energy generating systems, modifying Chapter 158. If and when PSC overrules this and puts them in Carroll County, we need guidelines and rules for what they're allowed to do. Now, I think, unless the state would waive that, they have to abide by MDE and stormwater management, water quality, erosion control, and all that. But we can get into how it's properly screened, how you access it, how we're protected when it 20 years are up and it gets disposed of, how it can be properly disposed of. We're also talking about in Chapter 158 housing, and some of this came down from the state that they're pushing for affordable housing. And I've probably mentioned this before. It's hard to say they want affordable housing and change the rules for that when they're upping all the fees, they're upping all the requirements. The last thing I've heard is MDE is going to double their requirements due to climate change. And if you make it so expensive to get permits and plans to build a house, it's hard to say it's going to be affordable. We have purchased more property for AgPres. A couple of the commissioners have really worked hard. Back to the transmission line, there's a thing called coordination, and we're going to do a coordination resolution and send it to the federal government to reinforce that the local government and the state government should be involved in this process, and we're going to bug them that we need to be. October 31st, Halloween Day, we did our Board of Health meeting. The Carroll County Commissioners, while the state health department controls our county health department more than we do, we still give taxpayer money to it, and we still have some level of control and coordination. And they came and presented some stuff to us, and some of it was super. They do so much in environmental health and behavior health that's positive, but there are things once in a while that we object to. I'll just touch on this quickly. We also are looking at updating Chapter 34, ethics. Each of the elected officials, we fill out an ethics form every year, and there seems to be at the state, they're very worried about that MML or MACO's going to give us something. They haven't given me anything, but they're tweaking some of the rules that relate to how we do file. I mentioned earlier on October 31st also, Ted came before us and gave us a budget update for the first quarter of fiscal year 25. It does look like revenue is going to be down some. Property taxes, because of assessments and appraisals, will be up some, but income looks like it will be down. We raised the rate on recordation taxes, but there's less houses being recorded, so we've actually a couple million dollars behind on that. And it's hard to predict much from the first quarter, but every quarter the budget office gives us an update, and we need them. Still working on the airport safety project, the expansion of the airport, and acquiring property to make all that work. And my other concern about the transmission line, they seem to be running that pretty close to the airport. And we've got to make sure that FAA gets involved and they don't run it in a location that impacts how we can expand it in the future. There's been talk about growth in Carroll County. If you look at the 10-year census and talk about growth you see, Carroll County's been pretty flat for the last 10 years. Our schools actually had decline and a little bit of growth, and I think we're going to see that this year that growth is flattened a little bit, which that's a bad thing in state funding that we get, but for the county, I don't know that it's a bad thing. But our school system has plenty of capacity right now, but some areas, the schools are full. My philosophy, which doesn't matter anymore because I'm not on the Board of Ed, you redistrict when it's economically smart or it's academically smart. And some of the schools that have the most population in the schools right now are also the best performing schools. So that's a toughie on what you do with that. I've talked about our relationship with Annapolis, and that's been good and positive. Commissioner Rothstein's actually at board meeting with MACO today and yesterday. And we seem to maintain a good relationship with Annapolis, and we need to. And we just had an election, and this country's so divided, no matter what the turnout, what the results would have been, and the turnout to vote, it seems like half are unhappy and half are happy. So we got to work together and make the best of it. Back to MACO, Winter MACO's in Cambridge in December, and we'll be there doing a lot. My last word here, I'm pushing the time. I'm a fiscal conservative. I don't advocate for raising taxes, but we need to balance our budget properly, and we can't do it with one-time money. And I'm not a fan of cutting services to Carroll County. I love our rec and parks. I love our EMS and our safety and our sheriff. And while we need to keep all that in check, I don't know that we're ready to cut anything. So we really need to look at what we want to do. And then lastly, I'll end this on a good note. Our Carroll County team visited the credit rating agencies in New York and did an excellent presentation highlighting Carroll County's many strengths. We found out this week that we have AAA ratings from S&P, Fitch, and Moody's. And that's a testament to how hard the people work in the building and how great the presentation, the staff that went to New York. And I've been blessed the last 2 years to get to go along. I don't know if I add much substance to it, but I definitely support everybody in this building and the good work they do. And it's just awesome that we maintain our AAA ratings. So again, goodbye for now. Kenny Kyler, elected in District 2, Finksburg, Hampstead, and Manchester. And on December 5th, we'll be 2 years into this job. I love Carroll County and need your input. Call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymaryland.gov. Thank you. Take care.